Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a good one. Matthew writes, Doc, you'll love this. I actually don't love it. He writes, my wife was just diagnosed with herpes. Not sure how, who, or whom, but how do I not get it? We haven't talked about herpes in a while. I wonder why. Yeah, usually I talk about things I get afflicted with, you know. I have tummy ache, hemorrhoids, abscesses, things like that. But I haven't really talked about herpes in a while. It's one of the very few diseases I don't have. So I don't know much about it. But what I do know, I've read up on. And if your wife has herpes and was just diagnosed with herpes, my guess is you've probably had it already for a while. You know, when it comes to herpes, everybody thinks it's like the worst thing in the world. Herpes isn't going to kill you. Herpes happens. You get herpes. You can get herpes a variety of places. A lot of you guys have herpes of the mouth, right? Type 1 cold sores. You can actually get type 2 herpes in the mouth also, but the majority of your cold sores are type 1 herpes, right? Yeah, we're talking about juicy cold sores while you're eating breakfast or lunch today. Then there's like skin herpes. You can get these little vesicles on the skin. Some people think it's shingles, but it doesn't seem to hurt or spread like shingles. And they're like little herpetic vesicles. So I call it skin herpes. And then you got the genital herpes. Now the genital herpes is very interesting because sometimes the genital herpes, they really just aren't right there on your genitals. It could be on your tushy. It could be, you know, in the thigh area. And you're like, what the hell is this? You know, did I shave? Did I wax wrong? You know, was it the beard? I don't know. And so usually whenever I see that in a man or a woman, I could take a viral culture of it or I could just do an easy blood test. I love the blood test. The blood tests are easy to do because, you know, I feel like I'm doing something. You feel like something happened to you because you're getting poked and you're bleeding and all that. You know, I don't necessarily have to go in there and dig around and touch any painful vesicles. But even though I really think the viral cultures are probably the most sensitive, but you know, it's nice to do a blood test just to kind of see if you've been exposed or not. What's nice about the blood test is I could kind of get an idea if you've had herpes for a while or if this herpes is brand spanking new. So if your wife was just diagnosed with herpes, my suggestion is make sure she immediately, before the 30-day mark is up, get that IgM versus IgG. We talked about the IgG. Yeah, no, it's not a computer company. They're these antibodies. Your IgM are the first antibodies that come to play within the first 30 days. Then it rolls over to the IgG. So your IgG antibodies are the ones that are with you for life. So for any of us that have had chicken pox or mono, etc., those antibodies will always show up positive in our blood because we mounted a response. We made those antibodies. But if it's occurring in the first 30 days, we won't see any IgG if it's brand new and only IgM. So, you know, if she just contracted it, she would have no IgG and only IgM. You got that? G, a lot of G's, right? Now, what if she has IgM and IgG? Okay, IgG. Then what you do, by the way, I decided to write an original holiday song. So, you know how I'm doing my holiday album? I am writing, I was thinking about, you know, like the munchie, we could do something like an IgG. Okay, I'll think about it. It really depends because no one's going to want to get the album if the song sucks. So I got to work on that. Okay, anyway, back to the herpes. It's not about me, it's about you. So if she has IgG and IgM, then she could have a new active infection, a reactive infection, plus she was already exposed in the past. Okay, so now what do you do during all this? Well, first of all, maybe check her cell phone. You know, all right, you know, find out where she's going every Thursday night. All right, no. What I would do is I would check your status. Now, if you are IgG positive, Okay, then you guys really have absolutely no clue who had it first and who gave it to whom, unless she doesn't have the IgG and she only has the IgM, right? Because the IgM is the new stuff. So if you're IgG, she's IgM, this is new herpes for her. Congratulations. You already had herpes, okay? However, that doesn't necessarily mean she got the herpes from you, okay? She could have got the herpes from somebody else. Now, can you serotype herpes like you could do hepatitis strains? I believe you can. So, I mean, there's a way. I mean, you would have to probably bring everybody in. I mean, if this happened with me and my husband, I mean, we would probably have to bring in all of Las Vegas. I'm joking. I love my husband. I don't cheat on him. All right. But there's sometimes you could be exposed to herpes, and you could have been exposed for a long time, and then all of a sudden it decides to activate. But the majority of the herpes will infect you within the first, you'll notice something within the first couple weeks. Now, here's the problem. A lot of us get painful bumps, okay, on our bodies, and we blow it off because we like to repress. We like to block. And then later, you know, I'm talking to my patients going, are you sure? You sure you didn't have any, you know, spots or lesions? Oh, you know, maybe come to think of it, I don't know. I thought I got that from shaving. So as a doctor, we don't know, you know, and we really don't welcome pictures. A lot of you guys want to take some pictures and go, doctor, I think I got genital herpes. Let me send this to you now. No, don't, please, delete. Block, poke, whatever. No, get it out of there. Don't. This is Facebook, for crying out loud. Don't tag me in that picture. So go and get yourself checked. Now, let's say you don't have it yet, okay? She does. You don't have it yet. A condom will not protect you 100% because if the herpes is on the buttocks or in the other genital area that the condom doesn't cover, although I'm really for designing, I would like to design a condom that just kind of covers the whole pelvic girdle. Wouldn't that be just a little, because honestly, you could still get HPV virus, you could still get genital warts and herpes just by third base, even second base, depending on you know, what ballpark you're talking about. So I think condoms should be like a full-blown pelvic girdle, something like that. Now, you could be exposed. I mean, what I would then recommend is if you don't have it yet and she does, then what you do is you get a prescription for maybe an antiviral like acyclovir or Valtrex or Famvir, etc. And you take that, for prevention, and then she has to take it to prevent or try to prevent discharge of it. Yeah, have we talked about discharge in a while? We should talk about, you know what, when we come back, let's talk about vaginal discharge and penile discharge. That's a really good, juicy subject. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Remember, we are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. I really appreciate everything my listeners have done thus far, but if any of you guys are new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, not only do I talk about bodily fluids, but I also, you know, try to do something nice every now and then. So we're trying to raise money for kids fighting blood cancer, and anything you guys could donate, $5, $10, $2,000, we'll take. There's a website link on my website to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Click on drdahlia.com, find the fight blood cancer link. You'll see me and little Dominique, who's a two-time cancer survivor. This kid is so cute. And we're using that money to help pay their medical bills, as well as the LLS uses it for research for adult and child leukemia and lymphoma. which unfortunately many of us could be afflicted with, and many of us already know somebody who is afflicted with. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, and anything you could do to donate, we would really, really appreciate it. For those of you new to the Dr. Dahlia Show, this is my show. This is, you might want to change the station, but not yet. We're about to talk about vaginal discharge. Now, I don't talk a lot about vaginal discharge. We've talked about nipple discharge. We've talked about stool colors. We've talked about the contents of bodily fluid. Years ago, we talked about the contents of spit, saliva, semen, things like that. Semen had a lot of fructose in it, which is why you really got to be careful if you're a diabetic. But hey, let's move on. But anyway, so vaginal discharge. A lot of you guys will write and you'll ask me, you know, what's going on? How do I know if something's wrong? If something's right? Here's the thing. Okay, everybody freaks out when something discharges. You know, like a lot of you guys freak out about your earwax, and we've talked about this. Every orifice in your body needs to have a cleansing mechanism. We've talked about that. Your nose cleans itself out because you could sneeze and you have nasal drippings, etc. Your mouth is always cleaning itself out with the saliva. Saliva keeps everything moist. It helps you digest food. It does a variety of things, okay? Plus, it works when somebody cuts you off when, you know, you're driving. You could always, you know, spray some at them. So anyway, I don't want to get nauseous thinking about all this stuff. But anyway, urethra, when you urinate, you have urine. We've talked about urine colors on this show. Wax for the ear. So your ear canal doesn't get dry and things don't crawl into it. You have earwax. It's very protective. It's very moist. It's very healing. Earwax has a lot of properties. We just don't study it. People do not study earwax like they should. But fresh earwax, we've been hearing anecdotal evidence that it helps herpes, cold sore infections. When you start getting a cold sore, I can't tell you this as a doctor, but anecdotally, we've heard that when you have a cold sore, you take a little bit of your earwax. And now, don't use your kids, because again, it could be dirty. Take a little bit of the earwax and you put it on there, and it makes it go away within a day. But that, you got to get it right as it's starting. So I think brand new fresh earwax probably has tons of properties that we just don't study and don't know about. But you know, a lot of our earwax, it sits for a while, and then you get dead skin cells and other sorts of, I don't know, cockroach excrement, whatever crawls into your ears when you sleep, and then nobody wants to touch or taste their earwax. But my guess is earwax has some properties, and more so than just lighting a candle. Okay, so now some of us have a vagina, and that is an orifice that needs to clean itself out. Yeah, there are a lot of things out there for cleaning. We've talked about douche, right, a lot on the show. I have a big problem with douche. Okay, we really don't want you douching before a pap smear or doctor's appointment, because a lot of times that could cause changes in whatever we're trying to take cultures of. But my big problem, and also I don't like the fact that douche could cover something up. If you let's say have an infection, you know, let's say you have a, you know, necrotic part of your cervix, and you're just douching to get rid of the smell. Meanwhile, the cervix is still dying off because of cancer or whatever. You know, we need to know about it. So I don't want you masking anything. My personal problem with douche is you have no idea what the scents are. Anytime I go and I look at the feminine products, they have all these different flavors out there. You got rose petal, you have something blossom, you have island splash. What the hell is that supposed to smell like, island splash? There's no scratch and sniff on the box. So I try to open up the boxes so I could smell what the douche smells like, and then by then all the cameras are on me like I'm stealing douche. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to figure out what the smell is, because I don't want to use a douche. Island splash, what kind of island? You know, dead seaweed smell? What's it going to smell like if I'm going to use this product? So that's my problem with douche. You just have absolutely no idea. Whereas perfume, there's testers. That's what they need. They need douche testers. Okay, so you have some discharge. What does it mean? Well, remember, there's several different types. In fact, I found an article that says there are 18 different types of vaginal discharge. Imagine the research grant proposal for that one. Sir, what are you trying to study? Vaginal discharge, sir. Why? There's 18 types. 18, yeah. Okay, let's count them. You got type, well, first of all, many people have white discharge. Now, what, and I'm sorry if you men are cringing in this, but listen, your ladies are going to be really, really happy if you have some breadth of knowledge on this type of subject, okay? Rather than going, ooh, gross, and running out of the room when your wife is talking to you about this or your girlfriend, you could say, oh, I understand Dr. Diet was talking about possible Gardnerella or lactobacillus infection. See? That's pretty impressive. Okay, so I am right now reading this from healthline.com because unfortunately I have nothing today to show as a visual aid. White discharge a lot of times is very, very normal. When we get nervous is when it starts to get very, very thick and cottage cheesy. Yeast will be more cottage cheesy and thick, etc. Yet, whereas kind of white clearish a lot of times can be normal. So again, it's the body's way of cleaning. Some of you guys will have sex for the first time in a long time because you're in a new relationship and then all of a sudden you have discharge. So you come in checking for STDs, which is smart, especially if you had unprotected sex. But a lot of times we find out that no, it's normal. And you're like, well, why is it normal? I never had it before. Well, because your body senses there's something new up in there and it's got to clean out. Now, what about clear and watery discharge? This is normal. It could occur anytime during the month, whereas more of the white is like at the beginning or the end, whereas as the clear and watery could be whatever. What if it's kind of stretchy? Stretchy is a way to tell that you're ovulating. See, we women, we know a lot. We act like we know everything, but the reason why is we get vaginal discharge clues. So I could tell my husband, you know what? Stretch, because I'm stretchy right now, ready to ovulate. Huh? What? Huh? Problem is, if I tell him what I'm talking about, he's going to be turned off. Okay? So it's very, very interesting. You would think that, the mucus would block sperm coming up into the cervix. I didn't understand that as a medical student. Why would women be more mucusy that time of month? Because otherwise the sperm would get blocked. But we think the mucus is sticky. So it allows the sperm to kind of not just leave and go the other way, because there's other places it could go. Now, what if it's kind of bloody or brown or whatever? Well, then you're probably having a period or you're having some sort of bleeding, etc. Sometimes you could just mid-cycle have a little drop of some bloody or brown discharge. That could mean that you just got pregnant and it was implantation of the zygote, okay, the fertilized egg, onto the uterus. And it hit the uterus as it kind of made room. It said, get the hell out of my way. Now I'm going to set up shop. Some blood comes out. So that could sometimes happen. Now, what happens if you have yellow or green discharge, okay? Now, that usually to me makes you think you have some sort of an infection, okay? It could be trichomoniasis. It could be gonorrhea. You know, chlamydia could still come out kind of clear, but the yellow or green makes you think STD. What about like bacterial vaginosis? Bacterial vaginosis a lot of times could be clear, but it kind of smells fishy. It kind of smells kind of very, very pungent, and that could just be regular bacteria. We talked about bacterial vaginosis. It's not considered an STD like gonorrhea or chlamydia or HPV or anything like that, but because you could transmit it sexually, it still is then, by definition, a sexually transmitted disease, even though we don't worry about you giving it to your partner as much, unless if your partner is another woman. Now, trichomoniasis. This is called by a protozoan. We've talked about this. This is spread by sexual contact, but you can also get it from bathing suit, trying on bathing suits or towels, etc. And this is a very, very frothy, we've talked about this, very, very thick type of thing. We've already talked about yeast infection, gonorrhea and chlamydia, a lot of times yellow, a lot of times cloudy. Now, why do we get nervous? Okay, it's just an STD. Well, because pelvic inflammatory disease could be a sequelae of this, where you start to infect, the infection rises, and you could get an endometritis where it starts to infect the uterus, or pelvic inflammatory disease, where the bacteria starts to spread to other pelvic organs. That could be serious because it could cause scarring and then cause you to be infertile. Pretty scary stuff. And then, possibly in some cases even, you know, go to the point where you could even get sepsis. I've never seen that though. And then, of course, you got the human papillomavirus. We got vaccines for that one. The HPV virus, and that could cause cervical cancer. Okay. Whew. Let's switch subjects. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say 1 in 5 elderly patients in the United States are injured, not from car accidents, not from dropping their iPhone and then coming back up and hitting their head on the cupboard. They're injured due to medical care. You see, we doctors are such bad guys. They say nearly one in five Medicare patients are victims of medical injuries that often aren't related to their underlying disease or condition. Boy, they make us look bad. The injuries, not older people, just these articles. The injuries included being given the wrong medication, boo, having an allergic reaction to a medication, or receiving any treatment that led to more complications of an existing medical problem. Oh, I tell you, we doctors are such bad guys. We're so evil. According to lead researcher Mary Carter, director of the gerontology program at Towson University in Maryland, these injuries are caused by the medical care or management rather than the underlying disease. I'll manage this. About two-thirds of these injuries occurred during outpatient care, like a doctor like my office, rather than in the hospital. So two-thirds. Now, they say they're trying to put a lot of effort into understanding why the medical injuries happen, but they're spending more time looking at it in the hospital setting. They're not looking at it in the clinics, the doctor's office, the outpatient surgical centers, etc. So Carter says, to really improve our ability to prevent these types of adverse events, we need to get rid of all doctors. No, she says, we have to focus at least as much on outpatient care as we do inpatient care. Now, for those of you who are falling all over each other trying to find the article on this, it's in the journal Injury Prevention. There's actually a journal called Injury Prevention. It's supposed to be a good read. I don't have it. All right. They say the study did not show that having Medicare insurance caused these injuries. Duh! Okay, see, the majority of the people in the study was on Medicare, but they were very quick to say it's not Medicare's fault that these things happened. Yeah. So Carter and her colleagues collected data on 12,500 Medicare patients who made claims between 1998 and 2005. Their average age was 76 years old. Researchers found that 19% of them had at least one adverse medical event, as opposed to 13.5% in hospital patients. Okay, 62% it happened to outpatient care. Okay, so let me see. So what do I think is going on here? I think there's a bunch of crap. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so they said given the wrong medication. Okay, all right. What does that mean, given the wrong medication? Does that mean you were supposed to be given a blood pressure medicine like propranolol and the doctor instead gave you Prozac, or the pharmacist couldn't read the doctor's handwriting and gave you a different prescription? Okay, that's rare. It may happen. And, you know, electronic medical records are helping, helping rectify that. And, you know, I'm trying to write neater. All right. But, I mean, that's not that often. I mean, I wonder if this quote-unquote being given the wrong medication is I choose one blood pressure medication for you, it didn't work, okay, and the other one would have worked better, hence they said that was the wrong medication. So I want to take that with a grain of salt. Now, what about having an allergic reaction to a medication? Okay, now this blows my mind, because there is no way to predict if you're going to have an allergic reaction to a medication if it's a medication you've never had an allergy to before. So you could have an allergy the 2,000th time you take something, just like a bee sting. It could be the 2,000th bee sting that causes you to have an allergic reaction. It's usually not the first. So how the hell am I supposed to know that? So am I supposed to give everybody an EpiPen? Am I supposed to put everybody on Benadryl or Zyrtec or steroids when I give them the medication? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Then they receive treatment that led to more complications of an existing medical problem. Okay, what they aren't saying in the study is if we didn't do the treatment, we could be sued for that. So, like, for example, okay, somebody comes in who's a diabetic and their oxygen is kind of, you know, going down a little bit, and I think they could have pneumonia. Okay, they have a fever, they're coughing up green stuff. I take an X-ray. I don't see pneumonia. Okay, but I decide to give them an antibiotic anyway. They got a fever, they have a productive cough, sputum, etc., okay, and they're a diabetic. So, yeah, there's no way I'm not going to send them home with a little Robitussin. I'm probably going to give them an antibiotic. So I give them an antibiotic, and they either, let's say, react to the antibiotic, or the antibiotic knocks out the lung issue, but now they start having diarrhea. They have stomach issues, stomach cramps, or they start having diarrhea. Now, the diarrhea, later we find out, seems to be C. diff, which they got because I gave them the original antibiotic. Now, let's say we rewind, and I decide to do absolutely nothing from an antibiotic perspective, and that diabetic with a fever and the oxygen starting to drop a little bit gets worse and worse and worse, and then dies of some sort of respiratory failure or some sort of pneumonia or some sort of sepsis or whatnot. I'm in trouble. So, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Where I get really upset about seeing articles like this is when I was in medical school, they scared us when it came to older individuals. You got to be very careful of the kidneys. You got to be very, very careful of their liver. You got to be very, very careful. They're older. Okay. So you need to, you know, check their creatinine clearance. You can't use that heavy a dose. You have to do this. Okay. So then our approach to an older individual is just less of everything and to barely touch them. Okay. You got to be careful because their bones are brittle. You have to do this. You have to do this. And so I inherit a lot of older patients saying my doctor won't do nothing on me. He won't give me anything. I can't sleep, so they won't give me a sleeping pill. Everything seems to interact, he says, with my medication, so here I am getting absolutely nothing. So they're having a cough, they're having allergies, they're having hives, etc. And you see this hands-off, scared approach by a lot of doctors. Now, how much geriatrics do we get? How much medical training do we get with the geriatric profession? People older than 65, although I think that needs to be changed to older than 75, because a lot of 69, 71 years old, I would, you know, consider elderly. I think we should probably say they're elderly after 75. But we get some. In family medicine, you probably get a good amount. Internal medicine, you do if you're taking care of more and more of older people in the hospital, etc. But it's not like a specific geriatric course. They just say, remember, they're older, so you want to cut the medicine in half, and you want to cut it back, and you want to make sure you're looking at this, and you want to make sure you're looking at this, etc. But, you know, if this is really, really true, that we bad guy doctors, are really causing all these quote-unquote medical injuries, then you should train new doctors coming out of medical school a lot more, but don't train them to the point where they are just scared to death, where they don't want to treat. Like, for example, there was a patient that was very nauseous, and so we gave him some Phenergan, right, for the nausea. He ends up getting a little loopy, decides to get out of bed, starts to walk around, falls, breaks his hip. Okay, well, as a medical student, when you see something like that, you're like, okay, you know what? I'm not giving Phenergan to nobody over 65. Okay, well, you know, yeah, maybe there's some lighter ways to handle nausea, but for years, I just said, you know what, just drink some ginger ale. Yeah, but I'm diabetic. I don't care. I don't want you getting a hip fracture from the Phenergan. Now, Phenergan doesn't cause hip fractures, but it made this one particular person loopy, and you're scared to death because you don't want any of your patients getting a hip fracture. So as a medical student, we were really, really, I don't want to use the word jaded, we were just so paranoid of giving anything to anybody older that now we have a huge baby boomer population. They're just not getting their medicine. Doctor wouldn't give me an antibiotic. He thought I would react. Doctor wouldn't, and it's, I'm like, you know, oh my gosh. So we need to get a lot more comfortable, and we need to show a little bit more cojones, because whether you're 64 or 66, okay, you know, we should be able to figure out how to give both of you the same medicine. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Singh as well as Steve Schell, CEO of Desert Parkway Behavioral Health Center, to kind of talk about how we should handle the mental health crisis that we have in this country. When you hear of people like Elliot Roger, who was the shooter in the UCSB shooting that happened on Friday, and you know, all these horrible stories that and tragic events from the hands of Adam Lanza and James Holmes and Jerry Loeffner, etc. You know, I'd love to hear from a psychiatrist and a behavioral health center, you know, what their plan is and what they're seeing, because this is some scary stuff. Now, what's very interesting is there was some news today, a report that a friend of the quote-unquote, they call him the virgin killer, Elliot Roger, because in his manifesto, his alleged manifesto, he was upset that women had been, blowing him off, etc., so they've been calling him the virgin killer. His friend Chris Aiken had said that he was quote-unquote addicted to creatine, that he had been taking the muscle-building supplement creatine, one, to help him feel better, and two, to try to attract women. And he said that the weekly Skype conversations he would have with Elliot, he started to notice that Elliot would become more and more angry. I guess Elliot had also revealed to him that he was being bullied even online in bodybuilding forums. Now, I've been bullied online. It's very interesting. Years ago, there was a doctor, and I should have known better than to go onto a doctor, website. It was one of these things. It was called Physicians Online, and it's still there. And I loved it. Okay, so I was kind of newly out of school, and the internet was starting. That was when Netscape was a big search engine. And so I go on there, and I start, this is kind of cool, so I'm hanging out with some doctors, and I'm talking or whatever, all right? And then somebody asks some, a question about something, so I answer it. Okay, all of a sudden, this guy comes on, and he just rips me a new one. Don't be telling them to do that. He has no business doing that procedure. He wasn't trained like I was, and blah, 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 blah. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Who are you, Sexy Mama 5? Now, what? I was like Sexy Mama 5. And and he just starts ripping on me, and then I felt bad, and I stopped going on there because I didn't want to be. I was beat up in medical school by these doctors who would be yelling at you and calling you names and throwing stuff at you, etc. So no, there was no way I was going to do that now online. So you really can be bullied online. I'm just surprised, because usually bodybuilders, they're kind of a cool group. I mean, they really won't give each other crap. I didn't think they would. I thought they would all help each other. So anyway, the friend thinks it was this creatine that could have been the cause of him getting so angry and having mood swings. Now, do people get mood swings from creatine? Is that a side effect? Does it cause depression? Well, in theory, it's not supposed to. See, here's the thing. We don't really have a lot of studies on creatine. We don't, okay? Anecdotally, we believe it helps improve exercise performance, okay? By helping to increase muscle mass in athletes and older adults. Now, older adults don't seem to have more strength because of it, but there has been some reports that it may help your athletic ability, it may help your sprinting, etc. And I guess what it is creatine is, you find it mostly in meat. So if somebody's vegetarian, okay, and they don't eat fish, or vegan, they don't eat fish or meat, a creatine supplement may help them. The problem is see, a lot of people, they'll take extra creatine in addition to their high protein diet, and then I start to see the kidneys start to dump the extra protein. I see the urine start getting bubbly. I start to see the kidneys feel a little taxed. So if you have a good protein diet, you really shouldn't need additional creatine. Now a lot of people think, well, creatine is like doping, it's like steroids. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It has nothing to do with that. It's a combination of amino acids. Usually, skeletal muscle produces it. I believe also the liver and the pancreas produces it as well. And it's supposed to, the reason why it seems to help sprinting and help activity is because it's supposed to reduce the fatigue that you may have when you're transporting ATP, which is energy. Your adenosine triphosphate, we've talked about the ATP. This is the compound your body uses for energy. For muscle to contract, it has to break off the P of the ATP, and then it becomes ADP, adenosine diphosphate. You went from the triphosphate to the adenosine diphosphate. But you can't really use the ADP for energy. So your body only has so much ATP. Now, Fox News goes through the whole creatine and the ADP thing, and they say ADP decides to take a phosphate molecule from your body stores to turn back into ATP. How does it do it? It uses creatine phosphate. So that's why if you have creatine phosphate, you have more of a chance of maintaining that ATP that's converted to ADP, because ADP then can take the extra phosphate to turn around back into ATP. All right? And that's the theory behind it. We don't have a lot of studies, though. That's the problem. So you have all these people taking creatine, etc. And, many of them end up, still going, look, I'm not getting the muscle mass that I want. You can only do so much. You're only genetically programmed to do so much. Then, unfortunately, many people then have to go to the steroids to build up muscle mass, etc. Unfortunately, creatine can cause a lot of stomach upset. We are concerned about kidney issues. What about the weight gain? Some of you have asked, I'll be able to gain weight and be bulkier. It may increase your water weight, but it's not going to affect your adipocytes with your fat cells, with the exception of maybe causing you to burn more. Now, some people say, well, then I should be taking creatine to lose weight. Well, again, you want to be careful, because if you're taking on water weight, and you don't know if you're going to also slow your metabolism down. Because if you slow your metabolism, because the body's like, well, wait a second, I am going through ATP like crazy, let's slow everything else down. So I would say just be very, very cautious. Talk to your doctor before you start doing this. Now, could creatine cause people to be angry? Now this is something that needs to be studied. Okay, we know that many people that cycle steroids can have bursts of anger. I'll have patients that come in. They'll say, look, I shouted. I threw some things around the house. I'll ask them, what steroids are they doing? What are they cycling? And we know that causes mood swings. I never really pieced together if much of that is the creatine, because the steroid use overshadows so much of what could be mood altering. But it's a possibility. And so what if you have? It'd be interesting to see if any of these other psychopaths had done something similar where they tried to bulk up and they were under the guise of creatine. Now this is important to know, because one of the things we're trying to blame with the whole Elliot Rodger issue is he was supposed to be on a medication. He didn't want to take the medication. The medication would have controlled him. So he got angry. He decided to kill a bunch of people. Well, what if it was something he was taking? Okay? I mean, a lot of you guys go and you take creatine supplements, and I'm not saying creatine supplements are bad, but I want you to talk to family members and go, look, when I'm on creatine, am I more angry? Now, my husband and I don't want to use the word diet, but as we are losing weight, we do get kind of grumpy with each other. So when you do diet and you do feel like you are not eating your regular regimen of comfort food, you could get grumpy, but we're talking fits of anger, bouts of anger. That's a whole different subject. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.